It's a trap, you walk right into the hate. All over a new king, that's face is just replaced. It's all the same, used to be ruled by force. And no matter who it is, he'll still carry on the torch. Just a lie, cheat, steal, half of what you make. Taxation is theft, it's time to vacate the state. Newsflash, all your cash is an IOU from killers who really do steal from you. Inflation is a weapon used by every nation who says that they're saving the world through lies. And they disguise and pass off as bravery. Well, I got news, debt is slavery. It don't matter who's madder, a new master don't matter. When they both want the same, the state don't play no games. They got you trying to survive and put you on sides and ready to kill each other. That's conquer and divide. It's all for show, all for hyper control.
That's Men in Black, boy.
And we're back with another episode of Bones and Ties. We're here with you on this Sunday night, our regularly scheduled night now, to give you everything you want to hear and more.
Talked to a few people on the gram.
Yeah.
And they were like, oh man, I love that you guys drop it on Sunday night or Monday, because it's like I can start my shitty week off with something good to pad it with.
Well, that's good. It's good that we can be that for people.
Yeah.
You know?
I wouldn't have it any other way, really.
But now we're here with you tonight. You know, we got a couple things we're going to talk about. More recent, things, and just try to, dissect the reason why these events have occurred in the first place.
Indeed.
You know, during this time, you know, with this pandemic, it's just
so goddamn tiring.
I know, right? It's exhausting. I think that's the whole point, though, is they just want us to be so fucking sick and tired that.
Right. Well, hey, they just passed a new stimulus bill through the Congress.
Yeah. Did it go through the Senate?
Not yet. Oh. It passed through the House, though.
I don't think it's, supposedly it's not going to pass the Senate.
Why is there not enough money in it?
Is that, well,
they're
no.
They're not stealing enough money from our future.
It's the Democrats who pushed it through the House of Representatives. The Republicans have been voting no on it.
Really?
Yeah. They don't want nothing to do with it.
I just wonder why. They didn't have a problem doing it the first time.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I'm not saying that Republicans are exactly fiscally responsible human beings.
No.
But there's probably something in there they don't like. It probably has something to do with the fact that I'm pretty sure the stimulus checks this time will go to, not just U.S. citizens, but,
illegalis?
Yeah. So that's just them showing their hand on how they don't like brown people.
Well, we can't forget it, even in this tumultuous time. You know, Republicans hate brown people.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah. Well, you know, both sides hate brown people. It's just how they show it in different ways. You know what I mean?
I feel like the Republicans would rather them just not be acknowledged, or, they might have separate drinking fountains, but then, Democrats, they just want them all to abort themselves.
Yeah.
Before they're even born, so they don't even have to look at them.
Exactly. It's like, have you ever heard, the term Latinx?
No.
Okay. It's like, here's the thing, a good point raised. Latinx is the word that SJWs created.
Latinx.
Yes. It's genderless, right? Because a Latino.
Oh my God, yeah.
A Latino is a man, and fuck a Latina off. Is a girl, right? Well, the SJWs came up with Latinx, and I saw a really good forum on Reddit where someone posted and said the only people that use the term Latinx are people who aren't of a Latin background anyways. Everybody else just uses it.
I hate these motherfuckers, man.
Yeah.
I'm going to be honest. I don't agree with them. We all know this. But if you're new to the Bones and Tubs podcast, welcome. Hello. I don't like Republicans, and I don't like Democrats. I don't even really like Libertarians anymore. But as a freshly founded, what I used to think was just an anarchist, now it's more of a anarcho-collapsitarian. I want all the money. I want you to just... I want that stimulus bill to give me $5,000 down, direct deposit, and then give me $2,000 every month.
I want them to buy me. I want them to buy me a Jeep Gladiator. That's what.
That's funny. Those things look like, I don't know, Legos.
I love those. A Jeep truck, man.
What kind of gas mod do you think those things get?
How much do you think I care? You know, I'm getting paid, man. I'm getting paid. But
my last stimulus check came. I got my Gladiator, and I got enough cigarettes to feed my family for the rest of my life.
Well, it's so I guess in states that are starting to open up, restaurants and places are having a really hard time staffing because a lot of their employees are not coming back. Because they're making more on the dole than they did at their former jobs. So they don't want to go back to work
now. When can that happen for me and you?
I don't know. We don't take money from the government, so. Or I can't say that. I took that $1,200 stimulus. I didn't use it.
Yeah. I'm sending this back purely on, moral grounds.
Yeah. But, you know.
They need to just direct deposit.
But yeah. Send
me a printing press.
I'll tell you what, man. The last, like, fucking month, I feel like, has just confirmed. 2020 is garbage. It's been a garbage year.
Yeah.
We're not even halfway through this motherfucker. And I've declared it garbage already. Between COVID and motherfucking drop bears burning to death and fucking all the other shit, you know, out there in the nation, you know, I don't care to get a little personal every once in a while, but I'm getting married in less than a month, right? Second time.
Yeah.
And just not even 5 days ago, our venue, which we had booked since like fucking last October, September, decided to wait less than a month before the event to cancel on us.
Mm-hmm.
So we had to scramble rush to get everything together in a timely order. We got it all squared away now, but it's bad business practice. I don't care who you are. I'm not going to name the company. I'm not going to put them out there. I ain't trying to get sued.
I don't know. I just, like we talked about this morning, when we were, we always have a plethora of ideas.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like sometimes the massive bowl of ideas that we share psychically is so full that it's like, I can't think of what we should do this week.
Yeah.
So we just started going through the news just to see what sparked. And then by the end of it, after about, I don't know, what do you want to say, 25 minutes, 30 minutes, we just both given up and went back to playing Overwatch.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty much what we ended up doing.
Like you said, pandemic, it's played out, it's tired, shut the fuck up already. But anyway, we're here to get your mind off of it.
Exactly.
If you liked our intro music, it was done by Blood of the Brave.
Yeah,
BloodoftheBrave.com, Blood of the Brave at Bandcamp, Blood of the Brave on Instagram and Facebook and Twitter.
If you like the episode art,
which I really liked it.
It's on point.
If you like the episode art, which we always think is a boss, check out JNY5_ on Instagram. Check out the link in his bio. Go buy his thing. Support him. Follow him. Like his shit. Tell him that the Bones and Tubs podcast sent you. Let him know that we appreciate him, and you appreciate him as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Trying to think. We are on Facebook, facebook.com/BonesandTubs, Twitter at Bones Tubs, Instagram at Bones and Tubs. We're also on library, lbry.com, youtube.com/BonesandTubs Show. Every single person that hears my voice, please pause the podcast, open up YouTube, look us up, and subscribe. We need y'all.
Mm-hmm.
So many downloads, so little following on YouTube.
Yeah. So it seems like to me that the natives are starting to get restless. And then you hear things like New York saying they don't think they might not open till past August. And
yeah.
Things like that. And it's like, what the fuck?
Well, here is one aspect that we need to talk about. And that's what you just brought up to me in my brain.
Mm-hmm.
I heard it earlier on the Higher Side chats. Dabu was talking about it on YouTube. Marfugel's mentioned it.
Mm-hmm.
This is a massive, all these motherfucking dick riders for Trump.
Mm-hmm.
And for QAnon.
Yeah.
They don't see what's happening. Like, he's literally just giving big business all the business.
Mm-hmm.
You can't go to a goddamn mom and pop shop that's been open for 30 or 40 years, but you can go to a drive through McDonald's, Wendy's. All the big names.
Oh, yeah, this is crony capitalism at its finest.
All the way. Shut the rest of the competition down. And, you know, another thing that, and I'm not sure you and I talked about this because this came in a few days ago. Remember our episode on the Franklin scandal?
Mm-hmm.
You want to know who covered up the Franklin scandal in the federale level?
Who?
Robert Barr.
Really?
Who is Donald Trump's something or other. You think he's really going after pedophiles, the Epstein network and all that QAnon Billy Bally bullshit, but yet he's appointed Robert Barr up in the big. Eat a dick.
Did you see that interviews from Jeffrey Epstein's first conviction were released by a FOIA request? They're kind of comical because they put him straight on the dick. Like,
who did?
The prosecutors. They were like, it says here in this testimony that you have a very, like, I can't remember what they said, but basically he has a peculiar penis shape.
What's up with these motherfuckers, man?
And his fucking, and Epstein's lawyer freaks the fuck out. He's like, this is just to embarrass him. And but anyway, sorry.
Him and Weinstein having dick pussies or whatever they are.
Weird.
Yeah.
Weird genitals, you know.
It's because they're probably not human.
Mm.
Cryptids are fucking, you know, aliens or Whatever.
Yeah. But other than that, you know, there really hasn't, other than people starting to lose their fucking minds because they can't handle this lockdown shit anymore. And, you know, us amongst them, I'm tired of it, you know.
That's a lot, considering you don't leave the house.
Yeah. I'm just tired of all the hoops you have to jump through, you know, to do shit.
I did see a country, Sweden maybe, one of those countries over there that's not here. They were like, quit wearing those masks. They don't do anything.
Listen, yeah, here's the thing. I don't normally give props to Sweden. Hasn't done shit. They didn't do any kind of lockdown. They kept everything open. And they're like, he's like, wearing masks is just, it's a placebo. Like, it doesn't.
But we think it's dumb.
Yeah, it's not gonna stop anything. For real.
I don't know. I just don't know. I am curious. I honestly don't know, man. Like, this, we talked ad nauseum in, like, what, 4 episodes about COVID and the possible outcomes.
Mm-hmm.
I know we said we weren't going to talk about it, but here we are.
Yeah. Well, you know, the problem is that
this is our preamble. It's what we do. But, like, one of the ones I really, the theories that we had talked about either on the show or in private was that this might be the one thing to bring about what Reagan was saying in front of the UN or whatever body he was addressing, where he's like, you know, the United States and the world at large won't ever accept global government unless there's an external threat from the planet.
Yeah.
And then you find the leak from 1996 about Project Bluebeam, and they had the ability, now that...
Well, yeah, and that's what we're talking about.
Fake alien invasion.
That's what we're talking about today is, man, I wish that was real. I know it's not real, but...
Oh, it is real.
There's no fucking way.
Those were going around last year. That's why I was surprised to see that earlier today. You didn't see that picture?
That's got
to
be a fake.
No.
Okay. Well, anyways.
I'll look it up.
We are...
That should be in our... I should send that to Dude and have him put it in the episode cover.
We're talking about two things. Don't put that in the episode cover.
I'm just fucking with you.
Okay. So, the two things we were going to talk about go hand in hand, and it has to do with what they're setting us up for, basically. Right? And the two things... we wanted to bring up was one, which we've joked about it in the past when he first like talked about it, but now it's actually a thing. And that was the creation of the Space Force, right?
Yeah.
Which even now, like looking through it, it seems like it's a joke because like if you go on, you know, DuckDuckGo or if you can find it on Google too, the flag for the, Space Force looks like they ripped it straight, yeah, from Starfleet Command from Star Trek. Like so it's uncanny. It's uncanny. So like it almost makes me think it has to be fake, right? But apparently, when he said all this shit and people laughed about it, it wasn't. And I've seen there's like recruitment commercials out there. You know that, right?
I saw one the other day, or I heard one, and I laughed my fucking ass off.
Yeah. I was like, no fucking way, man. This is not fucking real. I was like, we have a space. So then leads the question. So if it wasn't a joke and it's not a farce, the next question you got to ask yourself is, why have we decided to start doing this? It's not like we're sending soldiers into space, but we're preemptively getting people ready to be in space or to fight in space. It just doesn't make any sense.
Who are we going to be?
Well, and he says that we're getting ready, like, that... space will soon be weaponized.
It's already, I mean, I get it. They're basically, I think they're trying to, if space is real, they're trying to come forward with the deep, like they can't go any longer without letting us know some shit.
Yeah.
Because the things that their next phase that they're about to move into, they have to admit, we can't just go from not having shit to all of a sudden having freaking sharks with freaking laser beams.
Exactly.
On their freaking heads.
Which leads to the other thing we were going to talk about today, which was, and we mentioned it on the show before too, but we didn't really go into it, and that's that the Pentagon, less than 3 weeks ago, put out 3 different videos of UFOs that they had, videos that they had captured of, they didn't call them UFOs, they just called them unidentified, something like, they used some different nomenclature, like non-human unidentified object or something like that.
Some shit. It was recorded from fighter jets too, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Like, they're trying to keep up with these things, those things are fast as fuck.
And apparently they were like, they were thermal images, so you were able to tell these things run hot.
They run hot?
Yes.
Okay.
Like, they have a thermal...
Yeah.
Like...
heavy signature.
What do you call it? A signature, yeah. Like a thermal signature.
Right.
And with no visible propulsion system whatsoever.
I tell you, I love that. the Higher Side Chat's explanation of all that.
What's that?
They're basically either fourth dimensional. The reason why. Have you ever seen some of the video footage where they appear to come from nowhere?
Mm-hmm.
Just out of nowhere. Or if they're going, they like disappear and come back.
Yeah.
They're coming in and out of, it's either alternate dimensions or it's, say that they're in this dimension, they fly completely with their mind.
Huh.
And there's some sort of a thing in there that keeps them absolutely out of any type of G. So all the crazy maneuvering, they don't feel it.
Yeah, they don't feel none of that. Yeah, and here's the thing. The only thing I could come up with them releasing those images is that they are, they're greasing the pole for us.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes
they could be like, psh, we told you, man. Look at this shit. We showed it to you. We said, we don't know what the fuck these are.
Yeah. That's another thing, too. Why fucking come out and admit this shit?
Well, that's the thing. We're talking about, like, when it comes to conspiracies, like, I would say the evidence of extraterrestrials, UFOs, all of that goes hand in hand. Like, I mean, not hand in hand, but it is as old or older than a lot of the big conspiracies you've heard, right? Like, and here's the question I have, is that why didn't people react to it?
Right. I mean,
so you want to know what terrifying realization I came to as to why people didn't react to it? And it's truly, but the thing is, okay, so what I was saying was the part that I don't understand is people not reacting to it, right?
Yeah.
People just being like, whatever, blasé about it. And I think that what I came to the realization was is that everybody, it's not a matter of like people not believing in UFOs. Most people probably believe there's something. They are something. They have to be, right? There's too many people that have seen them for them not to be something, right? People dedicate their lives to these things, right? And the government has denied it all this time. And then to come out and be like, yeah, we took these images, you know? What of it? It's proof positive to me. People are fully aware that the government lies to us on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm.
And we're okay with that.
Yeah.
Because it was no shock to anybody.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, you want to shock us now, you're going to have to, like, get a picture like the one you just showed me, except it's, like, fucking, you know, Donald Trump getting a blowjee from fucking a gray, you know? Like, that would shock me.
That would be huge.
Yeah, huge.
Huge.
But showing me, like, three different videos of images that we've seen 1,000 times before, that doesn't shock me. We've seen that. You know what I mean? And like I said, the scary part of all of it is that people are okay with the government lying to you because they've been lying to us about this for a long time. I mean, look at Bill Cooper. Bill Cooper's had his shit out there. Fucking what? How long has Behold the Pale Horse been out? Since the 80s?
80s or 90s, yeah. It's right there. I was trying to, like, somehow I thought if I looked at it, maybe I would I would feel it. You know what I mean?
But his shit's been out forever, and he put it out there a long time ago that Navy intelligence and all of the government agencies were well aware that there was something going on, if not the fact that they were in cahoots with him.
Real quick, how's that for a title?
Yeah, I like that.
Thank you.
And it's just, I'm just trying to wrap my head around the notion that how could people just be so calm about the fact that they have denied this for so long, and then just to...
Well,
and just to, like, shrug their shoulders.
I would like to see the
news. Like, it's just normal. Like, it is normal for our government to lie to us. That's what we've come to.
Yeah. Nobody. Now, I would like to see the new numbers because they, I mean, I'm sure it's all bullshit anyway. But what was it? The media has less approval rating than, like, fucking people's fear for bear attacks. The government, in general, has less than a 13% approval rating amongst everybody.
Yeah.
They're literally the two people that don't shut the fuck up and that try to affect our daily lives. No one believes anything they say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hmm.
That's what it's come to.
That's where we're at. What do you think about how this plays into this thing with Elon Musk?
Well, are you talking about... So, yeah, I was going to bring up Elon Musk. Do you see some of the shit he's been posting here recently?
Only what we talked about last week.
Did you see what he just posted?
No, I didn't.
Oh.
Twitter?
It was like a whole red pill thing.
Is it on Twitter?
Yeah, I think it was. And people have been posting about it all day because he's, like, talking about being red-pilled.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Elon. So what you're saying is he's about to be found dead from a suicide with a red scarf, basically. Yeah,
he's going
to
leave his poor baby that I can't with the... with the strange what the name. Fuck?
He posted that.
He posted that?
Yeah, it's on his Twitter.
What the fuck?
7 hours ago. It's got a Morpheus. And he's like, did you seriously take both pills? What the fuck's wrong with you? Take the red pill. The Age of Napoleon by Will and Ariel Durant is an amazing book. Well, I don't know. I keep saying and I keep thinking, like, off and on throughout the week, that things are about to get really cool. And by cool, I mean possibly dangerous. But it's like we just stay in this fucking boring state all the time.
Yeah, we've been... they've kept us in a state of... It feels like a stasis. You know what I mean?
Well, I like it. I think I told you... Greg Carlwood had on one of his magician friends talking about alchemy.
Yeah.
And basically, the day that this shit started, I don't remember the exact date, but it's one of the most important occult dates for magic is when they brought out the COVID crisis in this country. And he breaks down the alchemical process. He's like, the very first thing you do in alchemy is you break everything down to put everything back together to get your desired result, which is exactly what they've done.
Yeah.
They've turned off society in large. They've got us all feared, sucking off of us like a fear battery.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Whatever they're going to do in this end game, maybe on, what is it, Walpurgisnacht? What's the end of the occult season of sacrifice?
Walpurgisnacht, the end of the season of sacrifice?
Isn't that what it is? We talked about it last year, because that's when we were really heavy into Passio.
Because I know about Walpurgisnacht. I mean,
Mark Passio.
I'm pretty sure St. Walpurgisnacht, also known as Christian Feast Day of St. Walpurga, a century abbess in Francia, April 30th, and the day of 1st May.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's already passed.
Okay, so I was wrong. That was our season of sacrifice, so I don't know what form of... That's definitely got to be something magical, though.
Who knows, man? You know what I mean? Like, this year's been completely fucked so far. With all the other shit going on, it finally got warm.
Yeah, thankfully.
Why the... Jesus. It's been cold for fucking way longer than it was supposed to this year.
I, for one, welcome our alien overlords, as long as whatever planet they try and take us to is constantly beachy and nice.
No.
Because this fucking Ohio winter is the shit. And I don't mean, like, it's awesome. I mean, it's, like, literally a pile of shit. And it's really cold. It smells still. I'd rather suck a dick on a unicycle than fucking put up with this. You know, no homo.
Did you say suck a dick on a unicycle?
Yeah. I'd sit on a unicycle with a kickstand out while sucking a man's dick.
Does a unicycle have a kickstand?
No, because it's a unicycle.
Okay. So this is, I just wanted to read this. This is from the United States Space Force website. It's the news. Defense leaders presented the flag of the Space Force to President Donald J. Trump today in the Oval Office. The flag of the newly created armed service will hang alongside those of the other military branches at the White House. Wait, so, like, you're telling me, is there, like, so you know how, like, during, like, parades and, like, sporting events, when they do, like, a ceremony with the armed services and each one comes out with their own flag, are we going to have a Space Force guy out there now? And can he please wear an astronaut suit?
Done. I want him to see him come out like a clone trooper.
And then he said, well, now he's like really the emperor. Anyways, I just want to congratulate everybody and thank everybody, the president said. Space is going to be the future, both in terms of defense and offense and so many other things.
Yeah.
Defense Secretary Dr. Mark T. Esper called the presentation of the flag historic. The United States has been a space-faring nation. This is so... What's the word? Surreal.
He called shortly after that you just read from his quote. He said, Trump said the country is building, air quotes, incredible military equipment at a level that nobody's ever seen before, and described a missile that he said is being developed that's the fastest in the world, will outpace Russia and China. Then this silly fucking Cheeto motherfucker said, we have, I call it the super duper missile.
This is, wow.
Man, super duper. Super duper.
He went on to say the creation of the Space Force was necessary because the... because adversaries have weaponized space. Space is a war-fighting domain. The United States is now doing what it needs to protect our assets in space and ensure that space remains the heavens by which we not only protect America, but we sustain our economy, we sustain our commercial capabilities, we sustain American way of life. Okay.
I just can't believe they used the Star Trek logo.
Do you think... I think I figured it out. So, I think somehow they figured out the reason they created this was because they found out that there was oil on the moon. And it's like what the moon hornets create. It's like their honey, right?
By moon oil and honey, do you actually mean the royal jelly?
Yes.
That we talked about in episode like 4?
It's their royal jelly, but it's like oil for us, right?
If we eat it, we stay immortal, but if we put it in our cars, we can actually sell it and make
lots of money. Or it's like the spice from Dune.
Oh my God. I'm always wanting to try that shit.
So we realized we got to get there. We got to get control of this shit.
We can't let those Dirks Bugley get up there before we do.
Yeah, we can't get those fucking those goddamn Chi-Coms cannot get there before we do.
Well, motherfucker.
We were there before. That's why they want to go back to the moon again, man. The greasy fuckers.
They're like, I already know that one of those tiny little motherfuckers is going to pull out his fucking blurred out cock and take a piss on our flag, and I won't stand for it.
Okay, so this blows my mind. Okay, so do you think somebody who got put on the Space Force, like in the high command, that was kind of like they're idiots, so they gave them some sort of task, like, here you go, this is your job now.
Yeah.
You know? Because apparently, the commander of the Space Force, General John W. J. Raymond, commander of the U.S. Space Command and the nation's first chief of space operations, thanked the president for his support of the 16,000 space professionals assigned to the Space Force. I'm impressed that they have that many people already part of it.
It's bullshit anyway, man. What was that guy's name we talked about fucking forever ago? That he lives in England. He hacked the Pentagon, and he got like into a folder, and it just had a long-ass roster of ship-to-ship transports in space and fucking off-Earth fucking military ranks and all that shit.
So what you're saying is that basically this is front porch space operations.
Yeah, it's like they had to do something to make it look fledgling and have everybody talking about it. Like, yeah, we admitted UFOs. We got a space farce. We got super-duper missiles. And then as time goes on, they'll be like, you know, we're actually really good at what we're doing, and now we have these nuclear batteries that in a million-mile internet where we can, you know, send Wi-Fi pictures, man, of Saturn's asshole back to
just,
Earth.
If this is what we're, if this is the route we're going, can we please just get this ball rolling? Because I would love to go chill in the asteroid belt mining asteroids in space. That sounds awesome.
I hate my fucking job.
Yeah, for real. Like, hey, you got to go out there for a year. We're going to pay you good. You're going to go mine fucking whatever the fuck we tell you to mine, and you're gonna come home a rich man. Sign me the fuck up.
I'll be real honest with you right now. I ain't going to space.
I mean, the way I look at it, as long as you keep your spacesuit on, you won't catch space AIDS. You know,
that's good.
That's the way you gotta look at it.
Do they have anti-hornet technology for the moon hornets?
I'm just afraid that we fly too close to Saturn and I lay naked eyes upon, you know, the devil planet, and it throws me into madness for the rest of my life. Yeah. You know, I hear the siren song of Saturn, and I never come back again.
It is my fondest wish that every single person that hears our voices goes through our back catalog and listens to our Saturn episode.
Yeah, yeah.
I put that on the top three.
Yeah, you definitely got to be looking at that. Do you think, like, Elon Musk has lost his fucking mind because he's ready to leave, too?
You know, do you think that we're just lazy and didn't see this coming? But that motherfucker sent a Tesla into space, supposedly, with a little dude in it. That was probably somebody who fucked his wife.
Elon Musk is like Jeff Goldblum in The Fly. Like, I'm pretty sure that if they were working on teleporter technology,
yeah,
that bitch would throw himself in there not giving a fuck.
Zero fucks to give.
Yeah, and he'd like get trapped in there with something fucked up.
Do you think he would figure out a turret that's better than Symmetra's so that not only could we throw turrets through it, but we could also just shoot into it and the bullets would travel into our enemies?
Listen, do you know how awesome that would be? Like, think about it, man. You could literally like... You wouldn't even have to fuck around with sending an army anywhere. You could literally just open up a portal and just dump fucking...
Yeah.
You don't even have to make it missiles. You could just have a big...
Murder hornets.
Have a fucking pallet full of C4, right?
Yeah.
And then just open up a portal. Whoop.
That's some big dick 2020 Trojan horse energy.
Yeah. Sayonara, we didn't even have to... I barely broke a sweat getting this fucking pallet of C4 going, dog.
What do you think it would feel like to put your dick in a portal?
And
well, I mean, just in general, because you always see those portals, you know, like let's just use Overwatch reference again. There's a lot going on in that portal for it not to feel like something.
Okay, but like
it's literally disassembling and reassembling your cock.
What kind of portal are we talking about here? Because like if we're talking, there's so many different portals. Like if like say like a Stargate portal.
Yeah.
If you just stuck your dick in, your dick, since it's like one of those Rosenberg bridges, like wormhole thing, like your dick would literally be light years away. Like in different place and time and space.
But if you pulled your dick out, would it come back?
What happens, like, because time works differently based on gravity, right? So what if you stick your dick in and you pull it back out and it's old?
Or black.
your dick age, but the rest of you stayed the same.
Somehow it works backwards, and you had most of us are already walking around with a baby dick, but like to just pull it out and it's like
baby.
So, but then again, like so, I don't know how portals work, man. Because I'm gonna be frank, I'm not a scientist, and portals, as far as I know, don't exist yet. But that's left up to debate too.
Part of me likes to think I'd go to space. You know, you got your vacation, you got your staycation, you got your spacecation. Like, who wouldn't want to go? I don't know. You never played. God damn it. I don't even remember the name of the motherfucking game. It was real big on PlayStation. One of the planets you could fight on was Venus.
Mm-hmm.
And Venus is very temperately close to Earth.
It's called our sister planet.
Right.
Yeah.
Somebody out there knows what I'm talking about. I haven't played in forever. I forget the name. But, like, I mean, I'd like to go see some shit.
Yeah.
I guess if teleportation was the way, but I'm going to be honest with you, I'm not trying to get on top of a giant bomb and then fly it up.
I kind of want it to be like how spacefaring is in like the Alien franchise. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like you go into hypersleep for a minute.
Yeah.
And then you wake up and you're wherever you need to be. And it's only been like, they don't travel super far.
They had some shit like, I forget if that was Alien or maybe another movie. They did hypersleep, but one of them woke up and it was some nightmare shit. Like, he couldn't go back to sleep and everything was running out and the ship was failing. Fuck that.
Oh, that was that one with, I can't remember dude's name.
Yeah.
I know what you're talking about.
We're not good with this.
There's a couple movies where you have that. There's one called Pandorum where a guy wakes up.
That might have been the one I saw.
And, like, there's these crazy mutant creatures.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's that. And then, like, see, I don't. I want to avoid Event Horizon style events.
What's that?
Oh, you've never seen Event Horizon?
Nope.
Okay, I don't want to. Spoiler alert. I'm not gonna give everything away. So basically, they're working with at the time in the future. They don't have, you know, you can't travel faster than light, right?
Right.
So they can only reach near light speeds, but that still takes a super long time to get anywhere. And the G forces that you're throwing from going that fast, you have to like be put in suspended animation or you will liquefy, right?
Yeah.
So it's all very complicated.
It sounds complicated.
Okay, so they're going after a ship that they heard, they got a signal from that's been missing for years, right?
Mm-hmm.
That had been working in deep space, working on bending space, like those kind of techs, right?
Yeah.
Where, like, that's what they do in Dune. They bend space and time.
Don't they use some weird thing to pilot the ship?
Well, they use... It's a human, but it's a human that's been, in like, injected with so much fucking spice gas that he's mutated, right?
He's hard to fuck.
Because it is, because it gives you the... gives you the prescience to be able to navigate space safely.
Yeah.
Right.
Which is important.
So, because otherwise you could fold yourself into a planet.
Or... Sorry I keep interrupting you. Mm. It's just, I feel like I have to get it out.
Okay.
What about tiny rocks?
What do you mean tiny rocks?
Well, we got big rocks, asteroids, comets, what have you, asteroid belts, random space junk. We virtually have trapped ourselves on this planet with space junk.
Mm-hmm.
But like, you go through a dust storm of some kind. Some of these meteorite little pieces are fucking traveling so goddamn fast that they'll rip right into your shit.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I'm going to go ahead and assume there's going to be some sort of tech to stop that from happening.
Please tell me they're going to bring out force shields, force fields.
I mean, of course there's going to be force fields.
I really want a force field.
You know, put all the 100% shit shields on the front of the ship. I don't know. Anyways, so basically, I don't want Event Horizon.
No.
Because what happens in that is they only turn on the engine one time. Right? Yeah. And that's why it went missing, because it did travel and it did what it was supposed to do. But in that, like, travel through that portal, right, where they bended space and time, it took them to, like, another dimension.
Hmm.
And it was, like, very, it's like, it's hard, it's lazy to say they traveled into hell. Because, like, our perception, it's, think of it more like the Cenobite version of hell, where, like,
oh, no.
You can't fucking begin to understand the sights that they're going to show you. Like,
they have such sights to show you.
Like, because really? it drives the entire crew mad. Like, because when they go find the ship, it's like derelict. Like, everybody's dead.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, it looks like they, like, clawed their eyes out and killed each other and did all sorts of wild shit.
So, basically, they couldn't handle the pleasure and the pain.
Yeah, they couldn't handle that shit. Okay. It drove them insane.
You think that, like, they just flew into it? Or you think that whatever happened put a puzzle box down? One of them was bored because he'd been in space for 16 years.
Here's what's going to happen.
He's like, oh, puzzle box.
In the next few days, we're going to watch Event Horizon because it's one of my favorite sci-fi horror movies.
Okay.
It's super underrated.
I'm down.
I don't want space travel to be like that. I don't want it to be like... I mean, ideally, you'd want, like, Star Wars space travel, like hyperspace.
Yeah.
Right? Because it seems...
I would have Millennium Falcon.
Yeah, it seems fairly simple, you know? It doesn't seem super complicated.
They don't worry too much about, you know, space junk.
You know, I definitely don't want, like, Battlestar Galactica-style space travel.
Yeah.
Because they do jumps, right? And the jump's instantaneous.
Uh-huh.
Okay? But the problem is if you miscalculate a jump, you could end up jumping, like, there's one time in the show... They have, like, a squadron of these smaller ships that could jump, right? And they're getting ready for an attack formation, and they all jump, like, onto a planet.
Yeah.
And one of the ships jumped into inside of a mountain.
Jesus.
Yeah, like, it killed them all. Like,
man. So,
yeah. Yeah.
You know that when they test this shit, too, it's like, it's going to be some shit like that because they have proven that in the past with the Manhattan Project. Wasn't it that, where the ship, like, disappeared?
No, that was the Philadelphia.
Philadelphia experiment.
Yeah.
My bad. But yeah, they you know, they're gone for a second, and then all of a sudden, oh, we're back. But some people, like, melded into the ship and what have you.
Yeah.
I just don't think that space is much different than the ocean, and we are going to fuck this up.
Well, I was to say, yeah, then there's, like, shit, like, you know, it's hard to tell what's going to happen. Like, there was that movie, it wasn't very good, but I think it was called, it was the third installment of the Cloverfield series.
I only saw the two. I didn't see the third one.
Like, the third one is, like, they're on a space station, and they are trying to turn on this, like, engine that would basically create perpetual energy, free energy, mm-hmm. right? And when they crank this fucker on, it fucks everything up.
Bad news bears?
Like, fucking, yeah, it teleports them to a different dimension.
Man, what's up with that?
It fucking, it, like, motherfuckers get embedded in the ship.
Yeah. Like, again, embedding in the ship. Yeah, that's fucking terrible.
It does some freaky shit. I like the best case scenario, I'd say, would be Star Wars hyperspace travel, because that seems relatively calm and put together.
Yeah.
Or alien style, where, like, you get in the hyperspace. Because I don't want 2001 Space Odyssey, because I don't want robots to kill me in my sleep.
I do want speeder bikes, too. That'd be cool.
Like Star Wars style?
Yeah.
Yeah,
of course. Not sure why they use those dumbass ATSTs or whatever they were, but.
Well, those are all terrain. They're for all terrain. You know,
I might be naming the wrong one. The giant one that walks super slow.
Yeah, yeah. You're talking about, well, the AT-ATs are all terrain armored transport. That's what it stands for.
Okay.
And then the ATST is
so long.
All terrain scout transport.
Yeah.
They're meant to be, like, they could go not anywhere, but they can travel over land.
Oh fuck! What about lightsabers?
Listen, man. I don't even trust myself with a lightsaber, dude.
You wouldn't get one. Even one that was big enough to just cut butter?
Listen, if it's like a little one, maybe. But you know, if I got a full size lightsaber, like, you can't, I know I can't trust myself with that. You know what I mean?
Well, you just treat it like a knife.
I am, like, listen.
You're not going to be trying to do all that acrobatic shit with it, are you?
Nah, dude, I don't want to do any of that.
You're just trying to cut a tree down. You're not trying to do anything silly.
I mean, it'd be cool. I want a blaster, though. That's
those things look really hard to shoot if you watch the clones.
I want the the clones were good. The stormtroopers suck.
I'm off my game tonight.
Now I want actually I would prefer either like the Han Solo style blaster or Chewie's bowcaster.
Yeah, that shit was on point.
Or you haven't watched The Mandalorian, but he has this rifle that literally like disintegrates people.
Oh yeah.
And you could tase people with it too if you need to.
That's slippery.
Yeah. Man. But I think this about wraps it up for the show. It's going to be a little bit of a short one, I think.
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah.
It's whatever.
If you want to get a hold of us, there's multiple ways you can do it.
Gmail, like bonesandtubs@gmail.com.
Yeah.
For long form emails, or bonesandtubs at Instagram.
Yes.
Or Facebook, bonesandtubs, or Twitter at bonesandtubs.
During these trying times, we're not asking for money, but if you feel so apt to do so, we do have Patreon.
Patreon.com/bonesandtubs. You know, we've spent a lot of time together here lately, and I don't see that stopping for a little while.
Yeah.
We need to start building that page up.
Yeah. We got Venmo, Cash App.
Cash App.
PayPal. Yeah.
Yeah.
You
could also just ask us for our address, and I'll meet you in an alley. Some scantily clad stranger, you know.
We'd like to thank Blood of the Brave for letting us use his music on the show.
A.K.A. Kyle Reese. Check out his music. Blood of the Brave at Bandcamp, bloodofthebrave.com, Blood of the Brave on all the socials.
And I'd also like to thank
JNY5_ on Instagram. Check out the link in his bio. Go buy some of that merch and get yourself those premium threads.
He makes the art for the show. He's been doing like the last, three episodes now?
Three or four. I can't remember.
Amazing.
Did I tell you what he said about our last show when we talked about him?
No.
Okay. He was like, I told him how we talked about the very first time that we ever saw his artwork that was meant for us. It was like the first time I ever looked at a pair of tits.
Yeah.
And he said, I'm putting that shit on my tombstone.
Yeah. I mean, it's true though. Yeah. Because it's fucking premium work.
So good. He's already messaged me earlier today, asked what we were talking about. I told him, and he's already sent me 3 mock-ups. I just got the newest one.
Man, this dude's off the chain.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so you know how to get a hold of us. We hope you enjoyed the episode. We hope to see you next week. We hope between now and then you guys stay safe, you know, and try to enjoy yourselves. It's starting to warm up. Go outside. You know, enjoy yourselves. Jesus, that's fucking awesome.
Yeah. Take your kids to the park. Fuck the cops, man. Let those babies play.
Yeah. ACAB.
Yeah. ACAB. Google it. TikTok. Welcome.
Yeah. We'd like to thank y'all for listening. We hope you enjoyed the show. And between now and then, you guys stay safe.
We love you.
We really do.
The bad thing about being honest and straightforward and doing that is people know where you stand and they try to take advantage of you. They take advantage of your good nature. They take advantage of the fact that they know that you're a good guy, you are a straight shooter, and that you're not going to retaliate on them when they fuck you. Well, folks, most of the time I believe that's probably true. But God built me to be here to prove to you that what you have been doing for God knows how many years is wrong. You picked on the wrong man. I'm not tough.
You hear that?
I'm not that strong.
They rolled up in all black, yeah. Windows half cracked, yeah. Scoping out the scene before they attack. Had they on bad guys in most people's eyes. Most trust them with their life cause they got a badge and tie. Gifted a position given to them by a system. Has set it all up to put the kids into prison. This is non-fiction, non-violence, so just listen. They got a mission to imprison your mind and soul. This ain't nothing new, but we survive what we're sold. And don't believe in ourselves, but believe what we're told. And we're all molded by a machine that gets in your dreams. It can get in your gut and kill your self-esteem. And I've been scolded and told who I should be, but I'll never conform. I was born to be free. It's a setup and never let up. From the cradle to the grave, they got you in a cage. It's a setup, so keep your head up, cause they're selling all that doubt with every word at the mouth. It's a setup and never let up. From the cradle to the grave, they got you in a cage. It's a setup, so keep your head up, cause they're selling all that doubt with every word at the mouth. Giving numbers of birth, yeah, that's a fact. Deny it if you want, but I'll do the math. I face facts and understand how to overstand the plan with my mind intact. And I got more than a plan, I got hope and belief, dreams and faith. And know damn well that's what they want to take. It's a weapon, it's a weapon. Fear is aggression, and they plant it in our minds to the point we can't find a way out, a way in. And anywhere you go, you'll see a many men over there and everywhere. They're armed and prepared to do whatever it takes. They don't play fair, that's a jump out boys with the plastic toys draped in all black, ready to bring the noise. It's a setup and never let up. From the cradle to the grave, they got you in a cage. It's a setup, so keep your head up. Cause it's selling all that doubt with every word at the mouth. It's a setup, and never let up. From the cradle to the grave, they got you in a cage. It's a setup, so keep your head up. Cause it's selling all that doubt with every word at the mouth.